Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, every now and again, I hear of an idea and I think, oh my God, why didn't I think of that? That's amazing. And Dudes and Dogs is 100% one of those ideas. Rob Osman is on the line now to explain all. Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, Lottie. How are you?
I'm excellent. I said it yesterday, I said it this morning. I'm so excited to talk to you about this because I think this is, it's just so brilliant. Dudes and Dogs, explain what it is.
Okay, so yeah, Dudes and Dogs is a men's wellbeing group and community interest company, hopefully soon to be a charity. And basically we get guys out into the fresh air for a walk and a talk, and we use dogs to facilitate it. We train what we call our dog dudes. They come along, they bring their dog, and we invite any guy to just come along for a walk and a talk with us. And you can chat about the big stuff, the small stuff, anything in between. It's sort of an open, safe environment for them to talk about anything they want.
How did you come up with this?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a long answer, so I'll give you an abridged version. It's basically what's worked for me, if I'm completely honest, and my own mental well-being. It was an awareness of just how much my dog has brought to me, mm-hmm. in terms of making me get into the fresh air, even when you don't feel like it. And I started it to sort of help mates more than anything else, because I realized we were having far more productive chats when we were going out for dog walks side by side, rather than necessarily sitting face to face or chatting in that sort of more pub environment, if you like.
Such an interesting point to make, because I think, in general, obviously I'm not a man, but in general, it's said that men aren't amazing at chatting about their feelings. And I think that idea that you just mentioned of something about sitting face to face can be intimidating, I think, for some people. But walking side by side kind of takes the edge off.
Exactly. And you're being very generous when you say men aren't particularly good at talking about their feelings and emotions. If we're looking at generalizations, of course, and stereotyping, we're not good at it. And I turned 40 last year, and for the first 35 years, I'm really good at emotions and feelings. And I thought that was my weakness. I didn't feel that was particularly manly or typical masculine behaviors. And I thought I was a bit weird, if you like, in that regard, and I wasn't a typical man, so I found ways to cover that up and conform to what I thought being a man was about and what society needed from me. And it didn't, you create coping mechanisms and ways of behaving, and it wasn't until I opened up and started talking about my feelings and emotions I realized that it wasn't weird. I wasn't alone feeling this way. We all have our concerns, we all get scared, we all get worried, and we all get down sometimes. And you talk about it and you share it, it doesn't just help you, but it helps other guys that hear you talking about it that might not be so comfortable doing it.
Yeah, well, a problem shared is a problem halved. And you mentioned, Rob, that the idea for Dudes and Dogs came about because you found it's what was working for you and your own mental health. So I believe when your father passed away, that is that when the whole thing for you of looking after the mental health and maybe getting out with the dogs and getting the fresh air and the chats in helped you?
Do you know what? Even then, I still wasn't that far along. I was my dad passed in my mid-20s, and I was still trying to be what I thought everyone needed from me at that point. So that wasn't the trigger, actually. I suffered with social anxiety since I was about 10. And it manifested when I was younger with throwing up. Sorry if anyone's having their cornflakes, but yeah, being physically sick with it. And I had to find a way of controlling that and managing it. And I guess when my dad passed, again, I was sad. I was crying an awful lot, but I was doing it in front of my very close friends and family. And I was finding ways to cope and deal with it rather than actually grieving. And as I say, because that's what I believed I had to do. I had a son who arrived the year after my dad passed, and I wanted to be the right dad to him. And it wasn't, as I say, till I was in my mid-30s, I sort of went, actually, what you're really good at and why you get on with people and why you get a read on people is because you do get emotions and you do get feelings and you are sensitive. And that's a real positive, not a weakness. And so I think it was, 2019, I did the first video. I spoke about that and about the concept of Dudes and Dogs, and it just kind of took off from there, I guess.
It's funny, like, you're talking about that kind of pressure of the expectation to be a particular way and to be the man you want, you thought you needed to be for your child. But in actual fact, it's really just about being yourself and being comfortable with yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we have this idea of masculinity, as I was saying. It's a phrase that gets bandied around a lot, but it is a good one about toxic masculinity, because masculinity can be a really beautiful thing. It really can. It can be a really strong thing, but it can also become toxic if it's dealt with the wrong way. And we have all these hang-ups about, or we think we do, about what society wants from man, whether that's community, culture, whatever, the way we were brought up. And it means we just can't be ourselves. And what we want to help guys realize a bit is actually, there's lots of different versions of masculinity, and your version is as acceptable as the next one.
I don't know, when you're speaking of masculinity, like, is there a kind of man that is reaching out to join in the walks, or is it absolutely every Tom, Dick and Harry?
Do you know what, Lottie? That's been a beauty. Tom, Dick and Harry.
Brilliant.
And several more as well. We get guys who work on the doors, come out, they finish a night shift and jump on a walk rather than going home and starting a slab of beer, as they've said. We have guys in their early 20s who have never had support, who don't know how to reach for support. We have older generation who come along and who just want to talk about their feelings, but just never have known how. And we want to support that and roll it out as far and wide as we can.
And this might be a stupid question, but do they have to have a dog to join in?
No. Okay. It's the best question you can ask. The dog dudes bring the dog. So, I mean, I guess it matters that you like dogs because they will be about. But other than that, no, the dog dude brings a dog. You're welcome to bring yours as well. But there's no need to have a dog to join in.
And how do the lads then react? I mean, can you see their mood lift with the dogs? Can you see them physically letting go of all the angst?
Yeah, it's honestly the most rewarding thing I've done. I will leave the walks. I mean, and I have a real like life affirming positive feeling, and it can be tearful as well, because it's just this incredible. You see guys talk. I remember one walk in particular. We went round and you could just tell that everyone was struggling a little bit, and we spoke and sort of everyone. We spoke about various things, and I spoke personally about the troubles I'd had, and I asked if anyone else was feeling that way, and every one of them then, from a man, was feeling that way, and as we walked up the hill, everyone was talking about why and getting out there, and then they have a coffee afterwards, they chat, they can, you know, having that ability to connect with people again
and to feel like you're in a safe place. I suppose it's a safe environment for them. They don't feel like they're being judged.
That's the key, and that's why we'd spend a lot of time making sure we get the right guys to lead the walks, like Mark, who's going to be leading down in Cork, has got some previous experience working within mental health as well, and has had his own demons to fight. And it's really important we create that safe space so that if guys finally do, and you don't have to talk, it might be you come a few times and actually you want to listen and get a feel for it. But everyone does talk eventually and have a chat. And the dogs, what they give you is a bit of a break from that pressure. We call it a bit of a pressure valve moment. You can talk about the heaviest stuff, the biggest stuff, and a dog does something stupid. You laugh, you come out of the moment briefly, but you can go straight back in. And that's so, so powerful when you're talking about heavy stuff, being allowed to give yourself that brief interlude out of it.
You mentioned there are dudes and dogs in Cork. When did that happen? How did that come about?
So we, our first walk's going out this Sunday, in fact.
And
it's our first international walk, yeah. So I'm really excited to be coming on and doing this week, because I sort of jokingly said when I started this, when someone says, where do you want it to go? I said, I wanted it to be like Movember and well, you know? And actually, I genuinely do now, Lottie. We have a vision statement, which is to show every man that it's not just okay to talk, it's vitally important. And we underpin that with a mission statement, which says to show every man in every corner of the world, from every culture and every community. And that's the key bit. And this Cork walk is our first step to doing that.
And so, how can people in Cork get involved?
So you can go to our website, Dudes and Dogs. It's dudes, the letter N, at dogs, dudesanddogs.co.uk. And you just click book your walk here. And you go through, book yourself onto the walk, show up just before 10. It'll give you a what three words and the location. It's going out at the marina. And you can just go along and join in and get a feel for Dudes and Dogs and the way we do.
Rob, then what if for people who don't live in Cork, what if they would love to have a Dudes and Dogs in their county?
Yeah.
Can they contact you to try maybe set one up, or?
Absolutely. I'm genuinely, we've got a bit of a strategy. The key thing is we fill that walk. So if you're within an hour of Cork or and you don't mind driving down, get on that walk, because the first step to helping out and starting a walk in your area, if you want to become a dog dude potentially, is to go on the walks. Get a feel for how we do things. We'll get a feel for you and we can talk you through the process. But I would love to have a reason to be coming over. I love Ireland. I want to be coming over in a couple of months to do a bit of a road show, get a load more walks started around the country, particularly in Sligo. I've got a friend called Donal O'Kelly in Sligo. He's never invited me over. So I want to go there desperately. What you can do to help, if anyone's listened to this and likes the idea and wants to walk in the area, is go and join the Cork Walk. If you can't do that and you're still interested in doing leading a walk, we can put on a virtual walk for you where you'll go out with some of our dog dudes online, just via the phone. And again, you can get a feel for us and how we do things and vice versa, and get a feel for what the commitment is and how to be involved.
Well, there's lots of text coming in on this. I've one that says, men always talk better while doing something. As we like to say, shoulder to shoulder, not face to face.
Do you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't put it better myself. Shoulder to shoulder.
And I know you describe yourself, dogs, as four-legged antidepressants. I actually could not agree with you more. My own little dog, if I am upset, she knows in an instant. They just know, and she comes over, she'll sit with me, and we don't deserve them.
No, I think I may well have stolen that line off Ricky Gervais. So if I did, I apologise. But...
I'm sure he'd be happy to give it to you. So if you're in Cork, Dudes and Dogs Cork meet at the Atlantic Pond on Sundays at 11 a.m. They walk for an hour, taking different routes each week. Rob Osman, once again, how can people get in touch with you?
So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or head to our website, dudesanddogs.co.uk. There's a ton of stuff about there, about the corporate packages we've got, which all our walks are free. We always want that to be the case. So we have corporate packages, we have school packages, we have merchandise, loads of ways you can get involved. So head to dudesanddogs.co.uk and yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Best of luck with it, Rob. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.